Welcome to the Accelerated Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell. If you're looking to retire early with forever passive income, you're in the right place. This podcast is the go-to destination for real estate investors, both active and passive, and multifamily apartment investors, both new, intermediate, and advanced. Now, sit back, listen, learn, and accelerate your business, your life, and your investing with the Accelerated Investor Podcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to another Accelerated Real Estate Investment Podcast. We have a phenomenal guest on who's getting ready to tell his story, his journey, Marcos Martinez. Thank you for being part of this. First, before we get into all the, what you're doing, what you're up to, take us through your real estate journey, how you got to where you were, how you started, why you even started in real estate, and then how did you find Josh?
Cool. Awesome. Thanks, Cameron, and thanks for having me. I love everything that Josh Cantwell is doing with his podcast and everything that I've been following for a few years. So definitely grateful, very excited to be here today. Because of that first question, obviously, is a big part of my life, which is my testimony and my story. And it started 8 years ago, pretty much January of 2015 was kind of our official launch date. At the time, I was actually thinking I was going to open up a restaurant. I had an opportunity to do a franchise of a very popular Mexican restaurant that was here in Denver. It's no longer here, but it was really popular back then. And I did a post on Facebook because I was searching for someone that not just, a regular business plan. I was searching for someone that really can help me with the next level business plan. And sure enough, the person that commented is Paul Hopkins. I grew up with Paul Hopkins. We were both kind of on the path to be engineers. And he said, "We need to talk." And that was the beginning of it. I didn't know what he was talking about. He just moved back from Canada after 10, 15 years or so. And when I showed up to his house, he talked to me about wholesaling real estate, something that I had never knew about. He gave me two books. One of them was Robert Kiyosaki, The Cash Flow Quadrant. And the other one was a Donald Trump book. I forget the name of that book. And I went home and I started reading a little bit. And then sure enough, I was able to log into Paul's kind of training program with the mentor that he had back then. And I kind of slowly started just studying and learning. I'm a very quick study. So within 2 weeks, I said, you know what, Paul, let's just get the phones ringing. I just want to do this and start practicing live. So in 2015, I started wholesaling. I live in Denver, Colorado, born and raised, but our first market was Cleveland, Ohio. And that was the beginning of my real estate, businessman that I've always been. As a young teenager, I've been a businessman. So I was really excited to learn about wholesaling. And that's where it all began.
Man, that's awesome. What was it about Paul when he made that question to ask you, hey, we got to start something. What is it about that trust that you had in him? And now how is that trust built between you two?
All right. Well, we definitely played baseball together in high school. I was a pitcher. He was a catcher. And then we were both engineering classes. So we was already kind of forming a bond since ninth grade. But when he realized he was an engineer for many years, a civil engineer building bridges out of Canada, and he just knew after many years, it wasn't his path. And he started studying the real estate. And he remembered back in 1999, I actually was part of Quickstar Amway. And I reached out to Paul right away to be in my downline. And, we did that for a year or two. And then it's kind of when he disappeared to Canada. So when he came back and was like, "We need to talk," he was just like, "Marcos, I knew I needed someone that's a businessman. And I just remember back from 1999, you've always been trying different business opportunities, and the respect that I have for Paul is it just keeps getting better and better every day. But he's not your normal person. I'm very picky on who I surround myself with, and he's just very smart. He's a family man. He loves doing really cool hobbies. He's clear-minded. He's always doing cold plunges and CrossFit and we have that same level of next level growth. So our friendship, our partnership, everything has just really gone to the next level, especially with what we're doing today, because there's been a lot of things in between wholesaling and what I could say I'm doing today.
That's awesome. So who found Josh? Was it you? Was it Paul? Was it both? Take me through that journey of how did you guys come to meeting Josh?
Yep. So I found Josh. This was probably about 2017. And I was writing a real estate course to teach people how to wholesale and do fix and flips and just kind of find off market, you know, leads and the marketing and the free leads and all that good stuff. So I found the strategic real estate coach, and I just kind of started listening to Josh since then. He always shared some amazing information for free, and he was just kind of a big virtual mentor of mine until about 2018 was our first phone call that I had with Josh because of something that I was trying to do a deal and work something together with him. I forget what it was. He called me when I was on the golf course, so it wasn't the best timing for our first phone call, but that was 2018, and it wasn't until 2020, what are we at, 23? Just 18 months ago is when we decided, Paul and I, that we needed to join a mastermind. So Josh Cantwell and his, you know, Forever Passive Income Maverick Mastermind was one of two that we were looking at, but boy, did we choose the right one with Josh, without a doubt.
Are you ready to automate and explode your real estate investing? We're searching for extremely motivated individuals who are sick and tired of wasting time and want to finally see real results from their real estate investing business. We're searching for investors looking to get to the next level and become a bigger, better version of themselves while being a more successful real estate investing entrepreneur. Apply for mentoring and coaching at joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast. That's joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast.
I love that. What was it, one or two things that stood out to you that you were like, this is, we need to go with Josh? Was it just the vibe you got? I mean, 2018, you've known. So you've kind of been part of Josh's quote unquote virtual inner circle. What was it about that it kind of drove you and say, you know what? Because you said earlier on, you're very picky on who you surround yourself, your circle of influences, which is very, very key, everyone. What was it about it that you were like, yeah, this is the right one?
It was almost a no-brainer. It was almost heaven sent. You know, I just kind of do a lot of prayer and meditation when I make decisions. Obviously, Paul and I were making the decision together. It was really cool that, you know, the cost to join was for two people. So that was already a home run hit right there, with me and Paul can both join at the same time for the one time, you know, fee. And then the monthly fee and all that good stuff was right in alignment with kind of what we were looking for on our budget. But then we realized on the very first like welcome call, Josh reminded us like, yes, he can mentor us. You know, he can coach us. He's training with us. But also we could partner with Josh if there was something that came across, you know, his criteria and our criteria, he's open to that too. And then you get the mastermind of all the other investors. It was a no-brainer, and I have formed amazing relationships since day one within the mastermind group, like people that I really reach out to daily. I'm already part of a couple deals with a couple people within the group. So everything has proven itself, especially with what's happened over the last 3 months, that the mastermind was the right choice. Without a doubt, it's changed my life for sure.
Man, that's awesome. I love that. I love hearing those stories. Guys, if I don't say this a lot, but you need to go, if you're watching this, then you can see the energy. You can see that change in Marcos's demeanor when he talks about how this was the right choice. A lot of prayer, a lot of meditation, and he just knows deep down this is where it's. Doesn't come with, hey, you got to do the work, you got to put in the work, but it's good to have somebody, a beacon of light, to know where you're going towards. If you could tell somebody who's, let's say, struggling in the program, or they've been in, they're in the program but they're not in the program, what would be one or two actionable steps that you would give them as advice and say, hey, do this and just see what happens?
I think a big one that has been really been revealed to me lately, so I'll start with that one, it's the most simple action item. And it really is patience and grace is what I call it. So it is an action item, but it's really understanding that it's not, because I'm a hustler 100%. I used to be able to go 8, 10, 12, 16 hours a day like nothing, and I loved it. You know, I'm always running, right? But I've realized over the last few years that really I need to slow down. I need to really just have a little bit more patience and grace, which leads to a lot of trust and belief, because it don't all happen immediately. So don't give up right away, but, you know, stay within it, be around the right people, of course, like 100%. If you can't be in a mastermind, at least find one person that's kind of doing and living the life that you want to live, and just hang out with them, as, you know, invite them to lunch, or, you know, say, hey, once a month, I want to, you know, just pick your brain, you know, grab a hold of their pocket. But everybody's in a rush. And I think that's a little bit of the ego piece. So, you know, if you've only been in 18 months or 12 months and you're not really seeing much happen, it's really just take a step back and just kind of get back into, you know, your higher consciousness kind of state of mind, where you're really just cool, calm, and collect a little bit. And that's kind of a big piece for me in my life. A lot of things have came together with really, I'm not trying that hard anymore, you know? But I did put in the years of the hustle, so that's very important.
Yeah, that's great. Great advice. Great point, guys. You know, you hear a lot of the big gurus will talk about, you know, cast it out so the universe can push it back, or put in existence, goal set, mindset. Guys, you're hearing from a master, Marcos. Listen to what he's saying. Write it down. That being said, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
What is it about the leadership team that you like that has helped you along this journey with Josh?
Without a doubt, he is 100% real. I've been around, not face-to-face or not joining their groups, but, you know, there's just some gurus that they're almost actors, you know, you never really know what their portfolio is. So from day one, Josh was so down to earth and real with his leadership. It blows me away, actually. He is a man of faith as well, so that's very important to me with his leadership. He has really high values. He's a family man, and he's just real, man. Like, we've had, you know, a beer together and just some, you know, really down-to-earth conversations. I love that he has shared his testimony with what, you know, what has brought him to this moment, you know, because we all have that piece of the story that, you know, makes it a little bit more emotional, a little bit more, you know, gives you chills. So from day one, I loved that piece about Josh. I love his construction team, because obviously I'm big on the CapEx side on our projects, whether it's residential or commercial. I'm involved in the CapEx side big time, because I love seeing the transformation, and all my construction guys do their thing. So when I got to meet Dave, his VP of construction, man, I just talk about a guy that was just willing to help me, you know, assist me with my questions. I got to hang out with Tyler when we was in Cleveland. And what I loved about Tyler is he dresses the way that I love to dress. It's just like, you know, sometimes you just want to wear that sharp collar and, you know, your hair got to look good. And that's kind of how I got a sense of Tyler. He's dressed for success, you know. And I didn't get to meet Glenn really, but with Sheila and just with how everything is ran, with even with our trips and the communication, it's just like, it just shows it's not rocket science. Don't overthink things. You know, it's basic business, and then it's basic networking, but just being real.
Not much to say, not much to add on this. Take us through where you are today. If people want to reach out to you, Marcos, the network, tell us what's the company name, best ways to do it, any deals you have going that you'd like, you know, that you're going, tell us how.
Yeah. Well, we all have the same goal, which is passive income, you know, starting with wholesaling. You know, you're trying to build up your capital with wholesaling so that you could put it into a passive asset, like an apartment building. You know, we learned quickly that, you know, we went from wholesaling to apartment buildings back in 2015. Just because of the people that we met, we went from wholesaling to a 352 unit in Dayton, Ohio was our first project. We were working with a private equity firm at the time, but Paul and I were just sponges. You know, we just really wanted to learn this underwriting piece, the CapEx side, you know, how to talk with the insurance brokers, how to call the property management companies and walk the properties with your, you know, your project manager. And, you know, we just loved it, but we were with the private equity firm at the time. So eventually we knew we wanted to do it on our own. But before we made that jump, we actually started doing fix and flips, which was fun and amazing, but it's not really investing. You know, it was a fun job. And most of the time you make money, but sometimes you don't. So I went through like 20 different fix and flips here in the Denver metro area. We did a couple new builds. We tried that because, you know, Paul did graduate as an engineer. I'm still a senior. I never fully graduated because I wanted to go 100% as a business owner. So, you know, that story. So he's built billion dollar bridges, right? So us doing these little houses just wasn't quenching our thirst. So we did the flips, we did the new build, and then sure enough, COVID happened. Paul moved back to Canada, and we're like, okay, you know, wholesaling, flipping, let's join a mastermind and let's get fully back into this apartment building syndication model and really establish passive income as a GP. So Paul and I are both the co-founders of West Iron Capital. You could go to westironcapital.com. We also have a construction division that I pretty much run here on the CapEx side here in the Denver metro area. That's westironconstruction.com. And the biggest news is we've recently partnered with somebody that Josh referred to us. Thank you, Josh. CPI Capital. Paul Hopkins is now the director of acquisitions for CPI Capital. And what he does now, obviously with me and him together, it's all about acquisition. So today we're just in charge of acquiring properties in Florida, in Colorado, and maybe some of the other Sunbelt states. And we have a huge Canadian fund that's raising right now with CPI Capital. This is all Canadian money that wants to invest in apartment buildings in the United States. So Paul and I have four offers out right now. We're actually in the best and final on one of them so far. And another one, we're actually really close. We just raised the offer before, you know, the best and final. We raised our offer one last time. So I think within the next week or two, we're going to be under contract on another property in either Jacksonville or Tampa. We're always obviously love helping people that want to be an LP and, you know, put their money to work. So there's always that option. With the West Iron Construction team, we're always open to help other investors with their projects, whether it's CapEx side on apartment buildings or even the residential side. So we have, you know, the email is pretty easy for both of them. It's info@westironcapital.com or info@westironconstruction.com. And the emails will come directly to me and Paul if anybody would like to reach out. I am the relationship person, so I love to synergize with anybody that has a passion for real estate.
Beautiful. Guys, you can see why we do this. Guys like Marcos come on and just share incredible stories and knowledge. Before we turn you loose, give us your top books that you would recommend anybody to read or a podcast to listen to. Obviously, Josh's podcast, obviously his book. But aside that, what would you recommend?
Yeah, I love this topic. I'm a big, big reader. And I have my favorite authors. And it's changed my life, guys. If you're not reading books, I always have a joke. I could talk to somebody for a couple minutes and I could know right away if they read books or not because of what comes out of their mouth. My all-time number one favorite book is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. It really talks about ego versus consciousness. And you'll hear me talk a lot about just so many people are wrapped up in ego instead of really just being their true self. So The Power of Now is my favorite. I got so many close runners up. So I love the 7 Spiritual Laws of Success, Deepak Chopra. I love Failing Forward by John Maxwell. The Alchemist is a big one that I read a couple years ago. I'm probably going to read that one again. And then I have to throw in one of the classics. And I think if I had to pick one right now, it might be The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Good one. Those are great books, guys. Great. In fact, I'll add High Performance Habits. You guys haven't read that one. It's a phenomenal book. It's changed my life. 7 High Habits. I've read all but I think 2 of the ones that you recommended. So I love it. Builds my book of library. Build your book, like Marcos tells you. you can talk to somebody for a couple of minutes and you know where they are, if they read books or not, because they are actively trying to find a circle of influence of people that are thinking bigger and not just short term. Man.
Exactly.
Huge, Marcos. Thank you so much for being on. Thank you so much for your knowledge. This has been another great episode of the Accelerated Real Estate Investment. Have a great day.
My pleasure.
You were just listening to the Accelerated Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell. If you enjoyed this episode and learned something new, help us build the AI community by leaving a review and 5-star rating on our iTunes podcast channel. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another episode. To see passive investing opportunities, visit freelandventures.com/passive. To start your journey toward the lifestyle you've always dreamed of with multifamily apartments, apply for one-on-one coaching with Josh at www.joshcantwellcoaching.com.